Disclaimer. This episode contains degradation and humiliation scenes between three consenting adults. Please listen at your discretion.
It's been 12 years and I still can't believe I got so lucky. All eyes are on you as you sway through the crowded room. If I were next to you, rather than watching you from the other side of the bar, the looks would be very different. Less desire, more disbelief. Fuck, look at you. You're like a lioness stalking her prey. You command the room. You could have any man in here. You know it. They know it. I know it. And there's nothing I can do about it. I know I can't satisfy your hungry desires. No one man would ever be enough for you. I could never be enough for you. My cock is twitching in my jeans, just watching the attention you're getting. Most of the men watching you are trying to be subtle about it and failing. You're mostly ignoring them, but one set of eyes seems to have caught your attention. He's leaning against the wall, one hand in his pocket, the other holding his glass. He's tall and handsome, and there's something powerful about him. He looks better in that suit than I've ever looked in anything. He doesn't try to hide his approval of you. He's openly checking you out. I watch as your gazes meet and you both seem to be considering each other. Oh, my cock is hardening at the thought of watching him pleasure you. You tilt your head, inviting him to approach you. I think about how nervous I was on our first date. He isn't nervous. Not at all, no. Everything about him oozes dominance. He walks over to you. I watch him lean into you, his mouth by your ear. I wonder how it must feel, his powerful body so close to yours, his breath on your neck. Oh, are you getting wet, baby? You gesture in my direction and his eyes flit to me. He's smirking, looking me up and down. After a moment, he nods. You catch my eye now and raise your eyebrows. This is it. You begin to walk away together towards the elevators. His hand rests on the small of your back as he guides you out of the bar. I think about his cock sliding into you and have to contain a moan. Oh, I sip on my drink, trying to pace myself. I don't want to follow too closely. Part of the thrill is not knowing what's happening, getting to the room a little after you, catching you in the act. After a few minutes, I finish my drink and follow you out of the bar. The elevator doors open on our floor and I reach for the key card in my pocket. Outside our room, I wait for a moment. I hear muffled noises coming from inside and my cock jumps. I swipe the card and open the door, closing it quickly behind me. You're on your knees at the foot of the bed. The shoulder straps of your dress are hanging loosely around your waist. He's standing in front of you, a handful of your hair in his hand. His trousers and boxers are around his ankles and his cock is deep in your mouth. Fuck. Oh, you look incredible. He looks over to me as I walk in.
Come to watch your wife being fucked by a real man, have you?
You don't look at me. Your eyes are on him as your beautiful lips slide up and down on his big, hard shaft. He gestures at the chair by the bed.
Sit down. and keep quiet.
Fuck. I quickly move to the chair and sit down. I watch you moaning and gagging slightly on his cock. Oh, your hand is between your thighs under your dress, moving in rhythm with your head. He pushes his jacket off and tosses it to the floor. His shirt follows, but he drops his tie onto the bed. Oh, oh God, what is he going to do with that? My cock is so hard in my jeans. I desperately want to stroke it while I watch you. Oh, he's holding your head with both hands, thrusting into you, fucking your face. Oh, I know how much you love to suck cock and how fucking good you are at it. Oh, it's such sweet torture to watch you. Oh, he pulls you up to your feet, making your bare breasts bounce. He leans forward and catches one of your nipples in his mouth.
Yes.
Oh, you arch your back, pushing yourself against his mouth. His hands reach around to unzip your dress. Oh, he pushes it over your hips and it falls to the floor. Oh, fuck. You've got no panties on. I'm sure you were wearing them when we left for the bar. Oh, did he take them off before I got here? Has he already touched you? Oh, tasted you? Oh, God. Your inner thighs are glistening. Do I ever make you that wet? Oh, he releases your nipple from his mouth and straightens up. He's tall, taller than me, but that doesn't surprise me. You love tall men. One of his hands slips around your neck and he looks into your face. Oh, you want him. I can see it in your eyes. You really want him. Right now. You're his. Entirely. Oh, he pulls your lips against his. Oh, God. Oh, he reaches a hand between your thighs and I watch his palm press against your clit. Oh, are his fingers inside you? Is he exploring your perfect pussy? Oh, you wrap your hand around his shaft and start stroking him at the same pace. Oh, oh fuck, I can't take it anymore. I unzip my jeans, push my boxers down, and pull out my throbbing cock. The tip is wet and swollen. I rub my thumb over it gently.
You like hearing how your wife moans for me? Huh?
Oh. In one swift movement, he picks you up and throws you onto the bed. You land on your back, your legs spread for him. He picks up his tie and trails it over your body, teasingly.
Tell me what you want.
You look over at me. I can see the lust in your eyes. You offer your wrists up to him.
I want you to tie me up and fuck me hard.
Oh, my cock jerks in my hand. You've never spoken to me like that before.
You're desperate for it, aren't you? He doesn't satisfy you, does he?
Oh, you bite your lip to hide a smirk.
No, he doesn't. I haven't been satisfied in a long time.
That's what I thought.
Oh. He wraps the tie tightly around your wrists, pulling your arms over your head and ties the other end to the headboard. He kneels between your legs, his cock in his hand, and pumps his fist slowly. He looks straight at me.
I know you want to watch me fuck your wife senseless, but I'm going to make her beg first. The way she never begs you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.